Low-lying Bangladesh is accustomed to annual floods and devastating storms, but officials there on Monday described the cyclone as the worst natural disaster in more than a decade. The UNICEF representative in Bangladesh, Louis-Georges Arsenault, went by plane and boat to reach Charkali village in Paduakali, along the Bay of Bengal, one of the worst-hit areas.
It's a bit apocalyptic because everything has been smashed. There's nothing standing. It's like a small tsunami. Everything has been wiped out. The crops are gone. Trees are gone. And people are just trying to survive and pulling things together. They have no more clothes. They just have one piece of stuff that they are wearing around their waist.
The government's preliminary death toll on Monday was more than 2,400. But relief workers say the total may be far beyond that. There is still no communication with some coastal communities. The Bangladesh military has sent ships and helicopters to reach survivors believed stranded on islands in the Bay of Bengal. The U.S. Navy is sending two ships with helicopters to assist with the relief effort. The United States has also given $2 million in what is described as an initial donation. European nations are pledging millions of dollars. As he surveyed Charkali village, Arsenault of the United Nations Children's Fund described the sort of aid that villagers need.
As we move forward in coming days, essential drugs and water supply, but right now they need dry food and they need shelter very badly and even just basic clothes.
Cyclone Sidr came ashore Thursday with 250-kilometer-an-hour winds and tidal surges of 5 meters. It appears to be the worst storm to hit Bangladesh since 1991, when a cyclone left an estimated 143,000 people dead. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.